Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, sisters and brothers in the Lord. This is the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Living Ministry, Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. On December 3rd, 2021, we welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. We welcome the Holy Spirit in. We are asking the Holy Spirit to help us to decrease, that he may increase, and open, be an open vessel for him to pour out through to bring blessing to his people, to be in agreement with them in prayers, to answer, you know, to get answer from heaven on their behalf, and to draw them close to God, to exalt and lift up his holy name. Tonight, we promise to expound on the word and just give God glory and praise and honor for being in the land of the living tonight. We thank you, praise God, like I say, for, you know, for this night. We thank you, praise God, for the people. We thank you, praise God, for the good, the bad, the indifferent, because of what his words say. His words say, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. And it also say, give thanks for all things. So we do thank him in obedience to his word. And we praise him tonight just for being who he are, just for loving us so much and having so much mercy and grace for us, although we don't always cross the I's and cross the T's and dot the I's. We thank him for tonight. We pray for this world as a whole. We pray for our president and our nation in the name of Jesus. We pray for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit to come forth in the name of Jesus, to touch the lives of his people, to draw us to a place of repentance. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for the anointing of God to flow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you, God, just for what all you're doing and going to do. We lift you up. We pray, God, for every city, every town. We pray for the mayors. We pray for the postal workers. We pray for the police chief. We pray for the policeman. We pray for all of those people in authority tonight, Lord, no matter what level they own. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just come against the power of the enemy that will come out to distract tonight. We take authority over him and break his power right now, to take it all back from him in the name of Jesus and render him powerless in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit shall have his way, and God, your will be done now in the lives of your people. We pray tonight, Father. We ask you, Lord God, just to help us to submit to your spirit and yield as you see fit for us to yield, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you and thank you already for healing, deliverance, Lord God, for salvation, Father God, for the financial blessing. We thank you, Lord God, for your word to say that the wealth of the sins laid for us, Lord, will be released that tonight upon your people, Lord God, to be a blessing in the kingdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to stir up our heart, our hungerness, and have a heart for the things of God, because you said in your word, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, everything else will be added. Help us to seek your face, Lord God, instead of seeking your hand. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for your love, for your mercy, for your kindness, God. I just pray, Father God, for all things and the good thing, the best thing, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit tonight, Father. Bring the word, expound on the word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth with power in the name of Jesus. And tear down gates and doors and things that Satan has blocked your people, God, not only from coming to you, but from living the life that you intend for us to live, God, that abundant life. Father, help us, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may grab hold to the horn of the altar and we may pull onto it, God, and pull onto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. We pray, God, for every person, every individual, God, whatever the situation might be. I come against, God, the spirit of murder over the land, over children, over grown people. Father, I break the power of the back in the name of Jesus. I command he take us the sin of sin. And hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to let him, Father God, move by your power, your spirit, Father. We thank and praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for the countries, of the places, of the cities, of the town, God, of the region, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against all satanic power right now. We come against all occult power right now, Father God. We just come against every power that stands itself against the power of God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your blessing. Lord, we ask you to continue, Lord God, to bless us. Continue, Father God, to help us to walk in obedience to your will, Father God. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you. And like I said, we do thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord God, we just pray right now, even in other nations, God, we pray, God, for those of people that's waiting and praying for you, God, they have any necessities that they need. We ask you, God, to open that necessity up to them in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as nobody else can move like you do. So we thank you and praise you, Father, for what you have done and what you're getting ready to do. But God, help us to own up in the name of Jesus and be like you would have us to be, Father, in the name of Jesus. You still send it back. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you know our hearts. You know, Father God, what we must do, what we should do. So we ask you to help guide us. Lord, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and everything that we need, Lord God, to be able to go this journey, even for the things that are coming up in the land, Lord, because the Word of God tells us in the last days how there'll be marriage, giving in marriage, there'll be wars and rumors of war, earthquakes, and all kinds of crazy things. So God, help us to be focused on some things that you want us to be focused on, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just come down any distraction in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you that we hold whatever is whole. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Father, I thank you tonight for this night. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you has done and what you're going to do, Father. I'm looking forward to my future, Father, in you, Father, and the things that you're going to do. We thank and we praise you for that tonight, God. We thank and we praise you just for all that you're doing. And God, we just continue to pray for the cities and the town, the leaders, God. We pray, Father God, that they will use godly wisdom, Father, and that in some way, somehow, that you will raise up people that will give them godly wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you tonight, even though I did not go in some places to pray, but Father, in the name of Jesus, I just send your word tonight to heal, to deliver, and to set free right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and God, and we give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So tonight, right now, I will read some scriptures. First Peter, thank you, Lord Jesus, 3 and 6. It says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courageous. It's telling us that we need to be of the same mind. I see so often now that a lot of us as members of the body of Christ, we don't have the same mindset at all, you know. And then you have people, they lie, they say, they do think like you think, and they really don't. But the Bible tells us, she said, as brethren, be pitiful, be courageous, not making evil, bringing evil for evil, or railing for railing, contrary, bless, knowing that ye are there to call, that ye should inherit a blessing. And this is God's will. That's what it said for us to hold the blessing. But there is a way that we should present ourselves in this world. Father, we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. You say, for he that will love life and see good days, let him, when his tongue from evil, hold and train his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak of guile, speaks no guile. We have to be careful about what we say. When we say, we have to really keep a spiritual eye on in the name of Jesus. And I've said this before, that a lot of times people don't understand, you know, God wants to keep our mouth shut. And sometimes we don't admire him as a keeper. And so we just pray for that tonight, Lord, I know I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that what you're going to do anyway. I know, Father, what you're going to bring forth your glory, your honor, your praise. I know that's what you're going to do. So, Lord, we just praise you for that tonight. We praise you for your love, your mercy, your kindness. We praise you for all things that you're doing, Father. We know, Father, that you are faithful. You're faithful to your word. You're faithful. You say, be faithful over few things. You make us ruler over many. So, Lord, I thank you tonight as I try to be faithful to the calling that you have called over my life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, to do the right thing. Help me, Father, so I can walk in righteousness and walk in obedience to your name tonight, Father. We pray, God, just for people all over the world, everywhere, God. We pray for the actors and the actresses. We just pray for those people who will get themselves out of your will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you, Father, the Holy Ghost, for called us all to seek your face, God. Where I'm surprised that we are what we're doing tonight, Father God, because we're waiting on the move of the Holy Spirit to move and let us move by your Spirit and your grace tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to glorify your name, you know, lift you up. We pray for every country. We pray for Africa. We pray for all the nations in Africa, God. We lift them up to you right now, Father. And we come against the satanic power that's there. But that's all it is. So we thank you for that tonight, God. Help us, Lord God, to humble ourselves upon the mighty hands of God so you can exalt us in due time, Father. And I just come right now and take authority over the power of the enemy, the principality and power. I block him right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you for I release your Holy Spirit to come in and have his way and to honor his way. In the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise. You are Almighty God. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are the great Jehovah Jireh. You just are all in all in everything to us. Lord, what we love you, Jesus. We love you, and we praise your holy name tonight, Lord God. And we just thank you right now. We call forth healing in the body of Christ. We speak healing, divine health in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, and we just lift you up now. Move by your Spirit. Move by your Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord God, I think one time before, when God said he was using his Spirit, you know, a lot of times we don't understand what God was doing. We have to trust him. We don't understand our enemy. We have to trust him. And most times, we will trust people for we will God. Because for whatever we do it for in our mindset, in our Romans mindset, but God himself said he is faithful. He faithful. Your hallelujah in the name of Jesus, get here. We just lift you up tonight, God. We thank and we praise you. We take authority over the power of the enemy right now. We break his power. We come against his sleep spirit that's coming upon me right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we command it to go. Because we want to be for Jesus' will. We want to do his will in this earth, Father God. And Lord, we just come against so much that's going on that is trying to kill and steal people and steal their heart away from you, Father God. But your words say there are going to be many during the last days that can fall away. So we haven't really seen nothing yet. That's why you're telling us to get closer to you, get in your arm, get in the center of your will. And Lord, we praise you for that right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are the mighty God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the great Jehovah God. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are the Tishkanu. You know, just all the wonderful and gracious name. You are the high tower. You are the Prince of Peace. You are a mighty God. You are the almighty King. You are our deliverer. You are all in all to us, all that we ever really need. Because if we don't have you and we get the other things, we can live with that condition. But Lord, Father God, we know we have no power over you in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the armed force. We pray, God, right now for every armed force. We pray right now, God, even those guys who went and fought in the war but came back with that PST thing, whatever, they would come against that spirit. We break the power of it right now over their life, Father. Lord, I ask you to set them free so that somebody can have a testimony about how you will set the captives free. So we just pray tonight, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, each and every one right now. And, Lord, and we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Amen. So I don't know what to do, Lord Jesus, but I thank you right now for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're going to do. We lift you up in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I'm just going to go ahead on and log off tonight. Father, we thank you for all things, and we give you all glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.